You know, obviously, you know, you want to come out and start fast and swinging, but, you know, this is a good football team that we beat today. And we knew that, you know, we're going to get some different things going on in the first half that I think we made great halftime adjustments. And I think you saw the way that we were capable of getting that run game going and, most importantly, keeping that other offense off the field and keeping our D-line fresh to be able to attack the opposing quarterback.
Have you missed frigid Green Bay?
Nah, I mean, we're excited. I mean, this is, you know, this is why we play the game, for this opportunity to go there and play a very good football team. And most important, it's going to take another great week of preparation and the focus and the business-like attitude that we've had these last 3 weeks.
How come the run game was so effective today?
I think, you know, at this time of the year, especially in the playoffs, that's got to be a strength for you. You got to be able to get the run game going because, number one, it keeps you in third and manageable downs, which we did a great job on third down today. And like I said, you want to keep the opposing offense off the field, and we know how great our defensive lineman is. And if we keep those guys fresh and keep those rotating, they can do some damage out there.
Does it seem like the way the Giants will go is the way that the run game and the offense can go?
I think that's the way that everybody in the postseason wins game. If they can get the run game going and you know, really wear down defenses in third and fourth quarter, and most importantly, what it does for your play action game, you know, to get those linebackers to bite up, you know, you can take shots downfield, and you have to have that good balance.
Jacob setting the tone physically at the
line. Yeah, I mean, both of those guys, Brandon, Ahmad, we just know up front if we do our job, open up those holds for those guys, they're going to run extremely hard, and you got to give them a lot of credit for the way that they ran it today.
Draw any parallels between this year, taking the trip to Lambeau as an 07?
No, no comparisons whatsoever. We've heard those all week. This is a different football team, a different group. I think, what do we have, 12, 13 guys left from that 07 team? This is a 2011 team. This isn't the 07 team. And like I said, the most important thing that we've done is it's throughout all the ups and downs of the season, we've really come together strong as a football team, and that's the way that we're winning games.
From a chemistry
12, 13
standpoint.
Guys, same guys. One guy is the same, and that's important, is Coach Coughlin.
Yeah, I mean, he's done a great job throughout this entire season of keeping us focused, keeping us you know, up, and most importantly, our preparation, the way that we go throughout things throughout a week. I mean, there's no situation that we don't go through that when it comes Sunday, you know, you're ready, you're prepared because you've faced all of those things during the week, and he does a great job of getting us prepared for those.
Does his leadership almost present a setting where it slows down the game for you guys?
I think what he does is, you know, he makes you focus on the little things, which in playoff games become huge things. And most important, you know, each and every play could be the turning point of the game. And, you know, you just keep that focus. And even when things don't happen right, you know, we obviously you want to start fast. But we were playing a good defense today, and I think we made, you know, extreme great halftime adjustments. I think Eli did a great job of recognizing things, making audibles at the line of scrimmage, and that's the type of team that we have, is a veteran-led team, and we all know that we're all accountable to one another, and we believe in one another. That's the most important thing.